Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Let's have an honest conversation about hip-hop, E-Skills on production. What up, hip-hop old head, King OG, Park Boys in the building, and you know who I be, it's Son Capone. 2017, and we chiseled up the sculpture, the artists making money, but we do for the culture, sipping on mimosas, whipping Testarossas, a bunch of young men whose dreams is getting closer. Feel my pain, hear the struggle through my chromosomes. Always shift and see the changes on the totem pole. Got them all, yet today got the scrotum blowed. From the coldest flow to summer, sounded so and so. And if they drop rhymes, tell me who your top five. Is it the newer cats pushing from computer jacks? Spit the newer raps and killing on the viewer stats. It's perceived with they performing on the streaming stage. We used to need the aid, now we used to be in pain. And all the streets are paved, boards you want to keep away. And all alliances and regions that divided us. Let's have a conversation, break away the biases. Let's break away the biases. We gotta break away the biases.
Welcome to another episode of An Honest Conversation About Hip Hop. Talking to the phone, I can't hear you. What was that? What was that?
My daddy kicks the bars, suckers.
What's good, family? Welcome to another episode of An Honest Conversation About Hip Hop. I'm your host, moderator D. Moraney, and along with me tonight, as always, I have my guy to my left.
It's your boy Son Capone, the greatest rapper never known, in the building.
In the building. And with me tonight, as always, I have the one and only
King OG in the building, creeping out your baby mama window like Madam X off Lucy, nigga.
We were just having a great debate that we weren't recording about relationships and some other shit. So that's definitely a lane.
He said other shit.
That's a definitely that's exactly a lane we should is. Go down. On some other shit, you know what I mean? Like on another type of podcast, you know, another time, because that shit was dope.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That the shit
conversation
was dope.
With you, yeah, yeah.
But we welcome back with us tonight. You know, one of our former guests. You know, music collaborator collaborates with Guns and you know, Son Capone. You know, holds us down on help. You know, checking us out with the show and always dropping his comments and stuff like that. So we wanted to invite him back to revisit I think it was episode number 2 was the Kendrick conversation. So we're going to go back this episode, we're going to revisit Kendrick. What I mean by that is just ask, has our views changed since he first dropped Damn? He's dropped, you know, the Black Panther soundtrack then. What did he get? Was it a Peabody Award or no? He got the
Pulitzer, man.
He got the Pulitzer Prize.
He said Peabody.
I said the Peabody.
But yeah,
he got the Pulitzer. You know, and now you know he's out on this big tour. So we'll just delve into a little bit on thoughts on Kendrick Lamar. So first off, Styles P, someone who we respect as an MC. Said on I forget whose show it was on, but said that he felt that J. Cole and Kendrick were on the same level when it came to making music and being able to MC. So I'm sitting here with two producer MCs, one MC songwriter. So I'm really interested in hearing some of the, you know, some of the thoughts on this, and if you agree or not. So I'm gonna go ahead and start with you, King OG. What do you, how do you feel that Styles P is chatting the truth, or is he off base?
I always put them like kind of on the same island. Okay. Now, like J. Cole is like broke more ground to where it kind of makes sense what I was already saying back then, because I seen it in him before he got as popular as he is now, like commercially.
Yeah.
But I always hold the producer MC in a higher light than just the MC, because he on all sides of the spectrum when it comes to creating the music. So, like, I think I like Kendrick bar for bar, like with lyrics, but overall I like to listen to J. Cole more than Kendrick because of the production. It's a little deeper, it's more hands on, so it kind of hit closer to home, because
right,
that's like kind of like that's how I came up, right. So that's basically, so it sit with me better that way.
So you're saying always ability wise, yeah. Cole and Kendrick, you feel are on the same level, but you can't,
in the same bracket.
You appreciate Cole more because you connect more with where he's coming from.
Yeah, and I always put,
yeah,
even though he's not popular as him, right. I always put Crit right there too.
Yeah, yeah.
Big Crit to me is right there.
Crit's always made dope music.
Lyrically, production wise, everything. He not as well known as them dudes.
Right, he doesn't have the hits.
Skill-wise,
these other cats have.
He right there.
Right,
there in that bracket.
Right.
Right there. And okay. I feel like Big Sean kind of falling out of that bracket when he was kind of like...
I never had Sean up there. Sean was never...
Sean can really rap. He can really rap.
He can, but I just never liked his music enough to say, oh, I'm putting up there with Cole and with, you know, with Kendrick. And I know that he had some mainstream hits, and he had some really... He had some music that was well-received. I just wasn't really feeling it. That's just me personally.
I liked his underground, the mixtapes, more than the albums.
Yeah,
like the Detroit Project and a lot of the early stuff.
Right.
He was like kind of, they were comparing him and J. Cole at the same time. Mm. See, he was on one of J. Cole early mixtapes where they run together on there, because like they kind of was on the come up at the same time.
Right.
But, you know, he got big, and then the commercial side kind of took over.
Yeah.
So it made everybody look at him in a different way, because they didn't know him for the lyrical shine. They knew him for the crossover shine. So it kind of made it a little different with him.
Okay. So, Sire, let me ask you, when it comes to Cole and Kendrick, in your opinion, is Styles right when he's saying that they're on the same level?
I agree with Styles, and the reason that I agree with Styles is because, personally, I think Kendrick writes better music as far as with the hooks and shit like that. I think with J. Cole, his hooks are basic, you know what I mean? Like, he don't do nothing special. Kendrick got motherfuckers singing this shit out, you know what I mean, popping off in the stands and shit like that in performances. But I think J. Cole, I mean, Kendrick has more style, lyrically,
yeah,
than J. Cole, but I think J. Cole, with the wordplay and verbally, I think he's a better lyricist than Kendrick.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Do you think that Kendrick has a team that helps him, where it kind of sounds like maybe Cole is doing this himself, you know, writing the music, composing the music, producing the music? Maybe he gets people saying do this, do that after the fact. Or do you believe that Kendrick is like going in, this is what the team is doing?
No, I mean, it, like, kind of like with how Mike and them was doing it with Quincy, like they were. I think that they're probably collaborating on it.
It is.
You know what I mean? With Cole, and I understand with Guns, Cole do it all himself, but I mean, Cole, like, his beats ain't banging. You know what I mean? Like, right, I understand right. he does his own beats, but to me, Havoc it is having harder beats than what Cole is doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but no, what, no, no, what Cole agree. Have you listened to in entirety in the
all
whole
that
front?
Bull, it, he said
all
he,
of what?
He said, he got me gassed up. I outsmarted you. Or, no, what did he say? Some smarter dude got me gassed up. I outfarted you. Like, man, that's the corniest shit I've ever heard in my life. and I mean, I listen to J. Cole. My brother's a J. Cole fan, so I always give the motherfucker the benefit of the doubt.
Have you heard the new shit, though? Do you?
No, I heard the new shit.
Are you fucking with the 85?
No, I understand the message and shit like that. I understand the message of what he's doing and everything, but, you know, I mean...
Nah, you already biased before you even listen.
I listened to the shit. How the fuck you gonna tell me what I didn't listen to?
Because you can't even name a project. What album did you listen to?
Bullshit.
He said bullshit.
There you go with his world famous
Forest Lawn or whatever.
Forest Lawn.
I don't know the address.
That's late as fuck.
Yeah,
that's late as fucking. See that ain't even the code, like the
gold. I gotta remember the album titles.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
You know, as an artist, no, how memorable your shit is.
No, but nigga, you can't even remember an album that you listened to forward to back. Even if I didn't like something, I know what I listened to.
Yeah, what
and I could tell you the title.
You wrote
of
it on your underwear or something.
No,
shit.
Nigga,
the name.
No, nigga,
like,
just
fuck all that,
just
man.
Because you can't remember shit. Come on now.
I can't remember J. Cole's catalog. What am I? No, 15 motherfuckers.
No, you ain't gotta remember a catalog. The world famous diversion with comedy. You great at that.
Oh man. So Molly, how do you feel about Styles stating that Cole and Kendrick are on the same level? Where do you chime in at?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with him. I mean, I see what he's saying when he says that lyrically they basically go in the same direction. It's just two different ways of saying the same things.
Right.
So I mean, I understand what he's saying. Of course, Kendrick has got that lyrical dexterity. He's way more intricate with the word playing on
right,
that.
Exactly.
Right,
exactly.
J. Cole got the stories for, I mean, for me, like Syme said, he's cool. I like him a lot, but it's like, it's not really, you know, it's kind of boring for me.
Uh-huh.
Like people, I hear a lot of people saying that, but just, I heard that new album, the whole joint.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was cool. I like some things.
Okay.
But like, just generally, that's not something that I'll be listening to. Like,
you're not going back to it.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's respectable.
I will listen to it again. I will listen to it again because I did like a few things. It was a couple things that I did like.
Right.
But just overall, like his whole catalog, I remember the one looked like it had some horns on it. What was that one?
Yeah.
Born Sinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think I got through it. I really tried.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one, he's sitting on the house.
Forest Lawn.
I like that one too. I like the shit that he came out with before he got real popular.
That's what I'm saying. The really real Cole
then.
Cole is
he was
nigga
really
the come
then.
Up Friday Night Lights shit like
I
that.
All
nigga.
Of that shit.
There's no way, nigga. Come on,
it
man.
Was traces. I thought when I first heard him, I said this dude kind of
back when
no
he did
disrespect.
The Section 80 with Kendrick man, back in them days when they was. That's why people still compare him because they kind of in the same bracket,
right.
But they make the same kind of music, but they attack it different.
But because he done got to where he's at now, he's making the more like melodramatic.
Yeah.
For the world. He making the shit for the world, and I understand that. So it's no disrespect, but for me, it's just not that entertaining.
Yeah.
So it's like, but I definitely understand what he's doing, and it's definitely in comparison to what Kendrick is doing. It's kind of just two ways of saying the same thing.
Yeah, because he's kind of late on how Kendrick flipped.
But I love when he didn't have it dreads. He had a little fade.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of reminded me, like I said, like a little Pac thing, a little bit some certain
yeah,
songs.
Yeah, yeah.
How he was rapping, like
this
little dude. Who
yeah,
is
he,
this
he,
dude?
He did quote a bunch of Pac shit.
I liked him a lot.
A lot of Pac shit time. Flipped up in his music. Yeah, see, that's crazy that you picked that out. That nigga's a big Pac fan.
Yeah, that's dope. So I think we're all in agreeance that. We don't think he's quite on Kendrick's level as maybe a star, but as far as skill wise, they're pretty much neck and neck. Preference
really,
it
they
just goes
they kind of it's like whether you like Coke or you like Pepsi,
yeah. Right?
Like,
it's just preference.
Kendrick is more intricate and get the flipping the bars in a different type of way, and Cole's a more
direct
thought out type of MC. He like shit that where you listen to it and then you'll be sitting there thinking for a second about it and it kind of come together as a song going along. And Kendrick is more in your face. He got more styles and more layers and more. It's more intricate.
The joint just, he did with what's that? Royce.
Uh huh.
That shit was hard.
Yeah, the Bablo Boat. Yeah. Produced that.
I like that. Give me more of that, J. Cole.
Standout verse and directed the video. That's what I'm saying. It's more hands on, nigga. Like, I gotta hold that in a little higher light than the Kendrick, even though I love what Kendrick is doing.
Because they both can rhyme like a motherfucker. They both the best of the. Of what we got going
They definitely the heavyweights. They're the heavyweights that top bracket.
So they are the top bracket. Let me veer from the Kendrick conversation real quick. This Royce of 5'9, the cocaine track. Have y'all heard that yet?
Yeah.
I ain't hip.
I heard the whole album.
Hip? Cocaine?
No, Royce has a song. No, that'd be dope.
You haven't heard Book of Ryan yet?
Yeah, no, the new Royce.
Royce of 5'9 album?
Yeah. Oh man, hold on. Let me. No, I can't play it on the air. But I'll pull it up on YouTube real quick and let you run it.
Did that just come out? Discuss
it. Yeah, it just dropped like recently, a couple weeks ago, like 2-3 weeks ago.
I've been off that PR Ron.
Oh yeah, that shit was
and
hard.
And then again,
too.
I don't own the rights.
I think
they're
about
music.
To be in LA next week in June. I believe.
I think they're at the observatory. Something like that.
Yeah, Primo been acting the ass lately, man. And I have to give it to him because. It don't sound dated. It's still got the premiere sound, but it's a little. It's different.
This shit.
It's different.
Yeah,
I heard that on the Prime shit, and I'm like, whoa, Primo is still growing.
Go ahead and listen to it, Guns. You've heard it before, so I'm gonna ask you, how do you feel about the track, the cocaine track?
How we gonna? We gotta cut that.
No. We'll cut it off in like 10 seconds. Just want to get a little feel for it. Well, how do you feel?
Hear about what the cocaine track?
Yeah.
I did hear it.
Okay,
this is some of the
you can cut it there, so we don't get yanked off the offline.
Royce with this like that song, and just his whole project. I listened to it twice in a row, back to back. I think it's some of his best music. Like he getting like the most vulnerable he has been in his career.
Right.
He really going into detail.
Definitely,
and that's what he lacked. It seemed like he was always holding back, and that's what held niggas back from holding him in the light where he's supposed to be. Like, I always like Royce. Niggas get mad at me, but like, I always like Royce better than I like him. Like, that's
I agree with you. I gauge them two in the same
bracket like that, too. I was like, M is great, but Royce, that nigga Royce is a monster. Like, niggas don't really know how ill that nigga really is.
And I feel like, especially with a song like Cocaine, the songwriting and the ability to pull this off and not sound corny or horrible or forced is what just shows he's a total package as a songwriter and as an artist and an MC.
The nigga singing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. To be able to pull
that
off.
The nigga been singing lately. And nigga, some of this shit don't sound half bad. And you know, a nigga got to dig. You got to go within, nigga, to pull that off and just be an MC and just get to singing one day.
Right.
Like, I'm like, wait a minute, that's Royce singing his own hook. So, you know, he's still growing as an artist. He going deeper.
Right.
So that's why I say, like, niggas that rap and sing and harmonize, produce, engineer, like, that, it's a different animal to me. You know what I mean? And I respect that a little higher.
Yeah. And, I mean, to me, honestly, I feel like this is the album that Eminem always wanted to make.
Yeah.
And couldn't. And
you talking about
for real? M? This album right here. I think this is the album M always. He's listening to this, thinking, "Damn, I wish I could have made a Book of Ryan." You know what I mean?
But you know what? The thing is, I come to a realization about M right now. He kind of out of touch with hip hop.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
Just like Kanye is too. Well, they so huge, been so big for so long. They kind of detached, so they really don't know how to gauge what's what. And then you can get like that from not really listening, even if you're not really, like, being a fan of everybody's music, just basically skimming, just checking what's out there. Like, oh, this shit is cool. I like this beat. This nigga's whack. This is trash. You know, just kind of just keeping you gauging what's the sound of what's going on so you can pick the right production.
Current,
The right relevance. Deliveries, you know what I mean, that's going to work and all that. Like, he ain't lacking in the skill department. He lacking in the execution department.
Or
he's not rapping whack.
Could it be in the ego department? Like, let's be honest. Like, M and artists like M are kind of seen as – kind of bigger than the game, the Mariah Careys, people like that, you know, they're not, they're just who they are. They're M, Mariah. They're not, they don't really have to be current like the Migos or creating new content like the Migos, because their catalog is already laid at the, laid out at the feet of the consumers, and the consumers already know up front who they are.
That's how you get out of touch.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So now they're out of touch. But if I have that ego, I'm M, so I can come back and be, I'm summoning them with a chainsaw and all that kind of crazy shit. And people was like, man, we ain't checking for that no more. We walk it like we talk it, and you know, this all this other wild shit. So yeah, your core base fucks with you, but you're not culturally as relevant, so you fade away quicker. Album comes out and then it's gone. You know what I mean? Like, I feel that that's his biggest problem.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Because he hasn't reached out. But didn't he just have a track with the... Was he on a remix with Token? Or was Token on a track with him?
I don't know. That's the little young white cat. Yeah. I don't know for sure then, about them working. But I'm just
wasn't
saying...
Was he on a track with the... Didn't Royce have the other cat from... God, where is he from? Logic.
Logic,
like
he probably...
Massachusetts or some shit. Like Boston or something. Like
so did, I don't know where Logic was from. So I know Royce remixed that M track with Logic. Were they on the track together?
I think so. I heard about that track.
And, no, you know, he's got Boogie. He's got a new song with Boogie and Anderson .Paak.
Yeah, but that's label mate type shit. Nigga, Dre's artist with his artist.
Right.
I'm talking about, like, current...
Just organically reaching out.
Just current cats that just out, nigga, that ain't even necessarily in his lane, still doing him... Like sort of like how.
So give me a comparison. Who would you connect him with?
How Busta Rhymes connect with an artist that's in a whole different lane of rap from him, but he'll get on a trap beat on some 808 shit and still be Busta Rhymes and out rap them niggas on their own shit, nigga, and still be himself and make people that would have never heard him or never even listened to him rap like, hey, this nigga can really fucking rap.
What was that when he reinvented himself when he got on that Wayne track or whatever? That
remix
or whatever.
Yeah, the shit with Chris Brown in there. You know what I mean? Like, every now and then when you a vet like that, you got to duck back out and give them something and they flavor, but you still being you to let them know, like, hey, I'm older, but motherfucker. I still attract this whip on
y'all. That's where ego plays into it. So can Eminem and the Migos do a track together?
Fuck no.
They can't, right?
Nah. Hell yeah, they could.
Well, Simon. I'm going to ask you, as an MC, why can't they do that track together?
Hell yeah, they could.
It's just, it's two separate lanes, you know what I mean? It's a different energy that's going to be brought to the forefront, you know what I mean? Like,
but M's so M can't MC. Go back to the... To
M's
the,
an MC. He to the, murder day patterns with lyrics.
Wait, he can't go back to the Death Row days where he was jumping on tracks with Snoop and they were remixing, you know, what was that one? Oh, man. Oh, it had Exhibit Bitch was on please, it. Yeah. Yeah, the remix. He was on, so he can't... Get on a walking like a talking and you know, talk crazy.
I don't think it would mesh. You know what I mean? M is not the type to get you.
So
to
he's
the
not
club,
that he's man, not talented I mean? Enough to.
No, I'm not saying he's not talented. He just doesn't have the personality to do it. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm talking about current artists.
Man, he want to go home and pop pills and fucking you know cry. And shit
he's
like
so.
That. That's
hey, for the record, man, he's been sober for.
That shows you how current he
is. Like turning up with your uncle or some shit like that. You know, I'm gonna take him out, and you know what I mean. We gonna take this motherfucker to the hop or some bullshit like
a,
that. You know,
and have
what
a
mean?
Steak.
Like,
nah, he ain't that fucking.
That's the highlight of the night.
We gonna go to happy. You ain't even go to a real club. You just go to a fucking happy hour or some bullshit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
So like, when he first came out, his audience was heads like us.
Exactly.
In the 90s.
Exactly.
The late 90s, 98, 99. So then after that, in them 2000s, his audience was...
Crossover fans, yeah.
Them, you know, the squares. And the,
yeah,
you know, it wasn't really us for the most part.
It wasn't
in the
real hip-hop
fans. I mean, in the
2000s, yeah.
Now, them same people, that was all they had to choose from at that point. You see what I'm saying?
Now they got options.
Now they got options.
Yeah.
And that play a part in it too. So those same people was only really fucking with him because they only
he
had
was
that
the
choice
biggest
at that
thing
time.
At that time.
Some of them wasn't really digesting all that shit. Yeah, the pill poppers.
Yeah.
They wanted something a little more slower and a little more, and they got that now. Mm-hmm. So they like shit. You know,
you got
generally speaking,
you got
hip
hop rock stars.
You got
hippie rappers
exactly.
now.
And that's what they wanted then, but they probably didn't have that. So now that they got it, M is like a novelty.
He's just not cool like that.
Yeah, he's a novelty.
No, and then he haven't been active in hip hop like that. You got to think about it. He ain't dropped shit since he was fucking with D12 and, you know, Obi and them niggas in the mid-2000s. He ain't really dropped no music and been in music like that, nigga, since the early 2000s.
And when he try to do it, from what I could tell, it feel like it don't fit, and he don't really like doing it.
He feel like he reaching when he's done with it.
He don't like it. It don't fit.
It ain't organic.
He damn near want to dish you when he do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he just probably fall back from it and just... I think he see where this shit is, and he see that he ain't got a lane too tough like he did. And he just got to go with that.
Well, the effects of that is biting him in the ass now because he ain't been current. And, like, he putting out tracks by Rick Rubin that sound just like 99 Problems Jay-Z, nigga.
Years later,
like, who the fuck in the fucking label up there and around him let him put out some shit like that as a single when niggas was waiting, like, this supposed to be an M album, like, one of some shit where he making a statement.
But do you think,
and then
like,
when's the last
like
time
that single?
When's the last time he's made that statement album? We talked about this on a prior episode when we first heard that Walk on Water bullshit.
Not Walk on Water.
That was the first single.
No, the second one, the Rick Rubin one.
Oh, the White Boy or whatever?
Yeah. We're talking about the political shit.
I mean, once he dropped those records, you knew at that time, we called it on the show, we knew where he was going. He was going to try to chart on billboards and do all that. Now he's back, ready to put an axe to mumble rap. Now he's angry at him. You came and hit us with his other shit, and now you want to come back on this lyrical angriness.
Well, he's trying
to get in where he fit in.
He got to get mad again. Really, to tell you the truth, people only want to hear Eminem rap that shit that they liked Eminem for in the beginning, that crazy shit.
Eminem's
He got to use these same mumble rap niggas like Lil Pump the same way he was going at NSYNC and the pop stars and all that as examples in his rhymes and do the shit that he always did.
They gonna put him on blast as clout chasing and all that other shit.
They need to just leave him all alone, let him do what they do, get with West Side Gun and bust, and just leave all that dissing and all that shit alone. Do what you do. Get with what that's his group. Get with West Side Gun, ride that. Reinvent himself.
I fuck with the whole label, nigga.
He just gonna let them have that. Jump in with them.
Yeah.
Get some of that. And nigga, come on.
But that's
the
thing. He been out of touch. You know what I mean?
Fuck all that trying to man, we ain't trying to hear that shit. Not us. The black man, we not trying to hear that bullshit. So all that old heal the world with a song. Fuck that. Get with West Side Gun. Get
spit
in the booth.
That grimy shit. That made us be like,
fuck
whoa.
All that bullshit, M.
Are they supposed to be doing a bad Meets Evil?
And then
part two.
Oh, this shit.
Yeah.
Either get it with all of them or disband it, because it ain't the same without.
I didn't even like
get
the
with
verse.
All of them or disband it.
Everybody was talking about his verse on Royce. On the Book of Ryan, the second single, shit was like, it was cool, but it wasn't the M where I was like, now that's the M that I remember right there. Like, it was like, oh, that's cool, but like,
shouldn't we get a Shady Records compilation or a Shady Mob album or something like that?
That's what's fucked up. They don't have no more mixtape as a collective no more, except for the Griselda cats that's on Shady.
But why can't they just put together a project and release it? Or not even a project, put together a crew track.
Look at the momentum ain't there.
No, you got M. M is instant momentum.
Like, he can't spit, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, if you do M, if you do Conway, if you do Boogie, who else is over there?
Conway,
Boogie.
Shit, the whole Griselda, Benny. So you got
Benny's over there.
West Side Gun, El Camino.
Spitters.
You know what I mean?
Spitters.
He got Boogie now.
I said Boogie, yeah.
Yeah. Who else? He got.
An and all kind of affiliates through them.
Yeah,
Marciano,
yeah,
man. Yeah, yeah. Oh, going yep. on.
Kendrick
on
to
on.
Go back to Kendrick. Kendrick would probably get on that compilation.
Alchemist gonna be online for beats. All
I don't
that
understand.
Shit.
That's something.
Action gonna fuck with him.
I think that's
Rock
something that
fuck
should.
With him. Nigga,
I think
on.
That's something that should happen. But that's kind of crazy to me on why that doesn't get done. And that leads us to this, you know, to this next question. Is this TDE tour as close as we're going to get to seeing a TDE compilation album?
I think eventually it'll happen, but it's a lot of internal work that's going to take to make that happen. But they already working in that direction with like the Black Panther project. That was kind of like...
That was real close.
That was close to it right there. You know what I mean? So I think eventually it'll happen. It probably won't happen on the fans' terms, on our terms, but eventually it will.
Sim, what do you think?
I mean, I don't think so, because with Kendrick separating himself from everybody, I don't think that they're going to mess up that bag to go ahead and have him work with. I mean, Schoolboy is up there. SZA came, but then to bring J-Rock and... what's it called?
So you think it'll flop is what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying it will. As far as you said, put it together. And with TDE put it together, I think that they got too much. With Kendrick is just over there, over the top. You know what I mean? Like they doing the tour, but as far as putting the album together, I don't think they gonna collab and get that done.
Do you think it's just too many moving parts? As you know, like you said, Kendrick is Kendrick. You know, SZA's starting to get to that next little level there. J Rock just dropped another new album
a couple of days ago.
He did a new album, but why, you know what I mean, like why are you gonna do one album with all of them when each of them could do their individual projects and make that much more
that's
money?
What I'm saying, maybe they're just all eating, doing their own thing. I would hope that it comes together officially, not on a soundtrack, not in a concept album. You know, I want to hear just, you know, songs that don't relate to each other. You know, if one wants to tell a story, cool, but I don't need a movie that you get a cinema and shit. I want to hear music just for songs with these people showcasing.
Well,
it's all
that goes to show you, if you listen to the whole Black Panther soundtrack, it is basically a TDE compilation, but they just got a couple sprinkles from
very
some
close.
Outsiders. Yeah. Real close to that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But
so,
I'm talking about, I want the official. I want
no,
the
I know we all want the official,
you know,
but I'm
like
saying that.
You know what I mean?
To see them, working in that order already, let me know that it can
possibly
happen.
Come.
You know what I mean? They basically bumped heads and made that whole project happen.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like it was Kendrick was too ego driven to work with his own group members still. You know what I mean? Like, they don't claim the Black Hippie thing no more, but still, like, they still work together.
No, they're still pushing this TDE.
Yeah,
you know
still,
what I mean?
You know, it's the same movement.
So let me ask you this. Do you think we'll ever see Drake and Kendrick come to a head and actually, you know, turn into something other than just, you know, sneak disses and, you know, weird texts or weird posts on the internet?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
That's worthless.
Will somebody say some names, you think?
I think it's worthless.
Nah,
like,
man, come on. This is the weed generation, bro. They don't call nobody out no more. You know what I mean? The sneak disses and all that. Like, it's no more gangster into it. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. 6ix9ine got more nuts than both them combined and shit.
Yeah. What are you talking about, man? You wild. Well,
wild. Hey, man, these cats won't say nobody's name. You know what I mean? The pillow fight MCs over here and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't say no names. They won't go direct. You know what I mean? And they both hold their position, but you know what I mean? Like,
but who is there to really actually... Drake never officially dissed this nigga. So to say a nigga name is jumping out there, you setting the battle off without a nigga...
But if you the king, motherfucker, let it be known. Don't be afraid.
That whole who the king shit is overblown, nigga. That shit means to who? who does that really mean something to?
Niggas, look, niggas with
opinions that don't even matter when it comes to the scheme of selling music or making music or even being successful in the entertainment.
But we talk
industry.
About hip hop. We're not talking about business.
Well, I think in two ways. In hip hop, yes, you want to be the king, but also in business, you want the people that want your business to think that you're the king as well. So the people, the consumers who are buying the music, are maybe choosing, oh, I'm a diehard Kendrick fan, so that's my guy. You ask me who the quote-unquote king is, they're riding with Kendrick. If you're a Drake fan, you're riding with Drake. So it's very important to make sure that you know.
Like, honestly, you think there's a separation between the two? Like, as far as the fans, like, you think somebody like Drake but don't like Kendrick? Because I think those are the same people that support.
But we're talking about, like, the diehards. And yeah. I do think there's diehards that prefer Kendrick over Drake.
Yeah, well, I mean,
and then it goes both ways, vice versa.
I agree with you.
Just like, nah, like, it's Drake all day. Like,
yeah. I think Drake is.
I've never heard nobody defend either one like that, like gung ho, like.
Well, you got to get around different people, younger people.
I don't kick it with squares, so yeah. I can't tell you that, bro.
I mean, Drake's marketability is crazy, but what did Kendrick just win? The Pulitzer?
You gotta get around some people that's younger, and everything they view is gonna be totally different than yours. Yeah. So
Kendrick winning the Pulitzer is crazy. I mean, the first hip hop album thing. To ever win the Pulitzer Prize, you know, so that's something that he's now elevated rap to another level. You know, I don't know if there's a MC in recent memory who can really say they did it bigger.
He got killed. That's who did it bigger.
I don't even look at Drake as like a real rapper.
I'm talking about Kendrick. He's talking about Pac. I don't know. You know, Pac's death versus Kendrick's Pulitzer Prize. We'll see. I mean, we can't judge it now because Kendrick just won it. Yeah. But we'll see what type of things that Pulitzer Prize attachment does for that album and for Kendrick as an artist. That's going to open up a whole nother world to his music, to his thoughts, and to the stories that he's telling. Yeah. So that could be major. That could
be very
major. A whole
new
wave is
going to fuck with him now. Exactly. And check him out and exactly. Check his catalog out. Exactly. See what he's about now.
And they're going to learn. They're going to learn. And the good thing is they're going to learn from somebody who is a very good storyteller, very good rapper, who's not on no bullshit. You know what I mean? So it'll be interesting to see what the influence of that Pulitzer Prize does.
And for that reason, I think that TDE album is coming up real soon.
Exactly.
It's done. As far as I think it's going to be a double album.
I wouldn't be shocked if they came with out of nowhere.
He that type of dude. I think he'll put them in the front now. Like, now y'all looking at me. Check them out. Check us out. Top Dog is a smart dude.
Yep.
Top Dog ain't no dummy.
And
shout
they,
out
they
top.
All grown so much.
Yeah.
Kendrick is still changed too, but J
and
Rock
album ain't nothing but getting it done.
J Rock and Q.
But if you get the brick, channels. It's you gonna make more money splitting that brick up as opposed to selling it at. You know what I mean? Wholesale. You know what I mean?
A TDE compilation
so
album with all of them.
Money.
That should have set records.
Because he could have caught everybody else up to Kendrick. You know what I mean? Or on that level, if he was thinking like that.
Top know what he got.
But you got
no, he know what he got.
You got to let them be their own, you know, own animal though.
He got
they
a
all
stallion.
Different.
He got a stallion and he got his ponies. You know what I mean? So he gonna ride the stallion.
Because look how they did that Black Panther out of nowhere. Like, wow.
Because at the end of the day, Kendrick is just the most popular. He's not even the best. Ab Soul is the best. So all that.
No, we're not talking about the best. We talking about
no, but that stallion shit don't really.
The most marketable and most.
That stallion shit don't even matter.
The highest grossing.
Right. No, we're just talking about the. We're not talking about who's the best spitter. We're just saying
marketability
wise, Kendrick is the man, right?
Kendrick is that dude.
Okay, Kendrick.
And eons passed everybody
right now,
else.
At this point right now, Kendrick is not finna drop another album, so something like that would be the best look to keep everything going.
But why you gonna oversaturate them when you can go ahead and hold them out 2 years every like they always do to drop the next album? You know what I mean? It's only been a year since Damn, so we gotta wait another year for him to drop the next album. And who knows with all this shit going on if he's even gonna do that.
So if Kendrick drops an album right now, Guns, what you think Kendrick sells if he drops an album right now?
If he drops the album right now, I would think that it's rushed.
But just, let's say, numbers-wise.
He's still going to do Kendrick numbers regardless. It'll just be it'll be criticism real heavy if it's not, it don't live up to the other projects that he previously dropped. That's all it's gonna be. They're all, it'll sell, it'll chart and all, do all the shit it's supposed to do, but then it's gonna be the critics that'll jump on Twitter and online and have their debates and gripes about, well, it was cool, but I wasn't feeling this, this was kind of this, and this was that. You know what I mean? That's how it is nowadays. If you that big of an artist, you still gonna do your numbers, but then they just gonna get online and bitch about it, your project not being what they expected. Just like they bitched on J. Cole's little EP that he threw out in between the last two albums.
And, right.
And right now, when he dropped the new shit, they jump back on his dick.
Right. Yeah, you're right. The timing is everything. You know, if you're gonna drop something new,
because they come out of nowhere.
Yeah, you got to. You got to. They do come out of nowhere, but the timing has to be right for you to drop it out of nowhere.
True.
So, like Molly's saying, it's the TDE album's probably already done. They're just waiting for the right time to drop it.
Right moment, yeah.
You know, and it might be in the middle of this tour, it might be at the end of this tour. Who knows? But they're gonna wait. You know, summer is still ahead, and that album would have the type of ability, if it dropped, perfect to possibly timing. Take over summer.
What would be better than to do the tour and then debut a hit single from the whole TDE group as one?
Yeah. Wouldn't even have to be a hit single.
That they would do it before the tour, so they could introduce it and perform it.
But they don't have to. See, they don't have to because they don't need to do that.
Because they drop it the night that they perform it as one, and then it goes viral, and then it shuts the internet down for one day.
Yeah.
And then, it's a TDE song, like as a group. Everybody, everything going to stop for that.
Especially in these days and times, you got to expect anything.
Yeah. How they drop an album. That's how you really make an impact and go viral when you that big and just drop some heavy shit out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Everybody going to be like, but you're going to hop online and you're going to
see. You can't do that because you got J-Rock's album just dropping. So that's going to defer from J-Rock's credibility, or not credibility, but as far as the, it's going to discredit what J-Rock is doing, because they
so if you if you dropped to Kendrick right now, we would just completely wash out any noise J-Rock would be getting.
That's what I'm saying. Kendrick's not going to drop, but only thing that I would see coming is, you know, another App Soul going to be coming, and J-Rock just dropped. The only thing left to do is to do the fucking TDE project. Everybody then drop Isaiah all the way down the whole board. All so right. What?
Well, maybe, you know, maybe they drop the TDE project and then after that drop App Soul.
Something like that, some kind of rollout.
I think that's a better rollout. You get all that, momentum from there. You got Absol definitely showing his ass on probably all the tracks he's featured on, and then after that you drop his follow up album. You know what I mean? That would make sense for me to do, but you know, in my opinion, you know, I think Kendrick has grown a lot since the last time we spoke about him musically, especially with. Some of the things they did on the Black Panther album. To me, my favorite album is still, like I said, the second album, To Pimp a Butterfly. That's still my favorite Kendrick album. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people say Section 80. I just prefer that one myself. But Guns, has your perspective changed at all on Kendrick from the last time we did the show? I know you weren't on the show, so you really didn't get to give your perspective, but
I get
where have you seen him grow since the dropping of Damn to, you know, the Pulitzer Prize?
I see him growing in different ways. I think that the music is enhancing, and he's enhancing with the production that he's using. That's what I see the difference in. Me personally, I'm starting to get a little played on the voices. It kind of getting a little old to me. Like he definitely be saying some potent bars, but the little cadences and stuff is starting to get a little old to me now. It's like, all right, basically show me something else now. You know what I mean? I seen you do that. I've been listening before he was even a big star, when he was just an underground cat. So it's like, all right, I want to see you elevate. What's next for you? I know that you were great. You're going to be a legend in the game, period, when he go down in history. But I'm ready. Like, I'm an MC, so I'm extra critical on my MC. So it's like, all right, yeah, Kendrick doing his thing. I love what he's doing. Like, do I like every song that he make? No, but certain shit stand out to me that I think is great that he doing. But at the same time, it's like, all right, give me something else. Like, What is Kendrick going to sound like when he starts the new reinvention of Kendrick? That's what I'm waiting for. You know what I mean? I don't want to. It's kind of like some of the stuff, like the little melody and voices, the happy Kendrick, the angry Kendrick, the screaming Kendrick. Like, okay, like, I've been hearing that for damn near 10 years now. Like, all right, now let me hear something else. I know you can rhyme. You're going to come with some bars, but song-wise, what else you going to mix up in the pot? And that's what I'm kind of waiting for. But at the same time, his music is growing, I think, production-wise more than anything. The beats is getting more, like, live instrumentation and shit like that. He working with Terrence and, you know, all them dudes with that live shit. Saxophones and horns, mm-hmm. and, yeah, you know what I mean? They tough. Got a, it's basically like he got a roots over there working on shit for him for his project.
Yeah.
And then they add 808s and all of the programming shit on top of it. So he got a whole different vibe to his albums now. So that's why you see him kind of, the music is turning in a different direction. When it's not 808 driven like some current shit, then it's some real super, super musical type shit. You know what I mean? It's either this or that. If it ain't a radio song, it's some shit that you could play at the jazz club.
Right.
You know what I mean? At the same time, you know what I mean? Right. Like,
so what do you expect from him? And I'll ask you this, Molly. What do you expect from him when he does drop a new album? Content-wise.
Something that his audience is looking for, which is more of the same, I believe. Because I don't see him switching up if he don't really need to. So I don't see him doing no... I don't know. You never know these days. He might have something in the stash. He might just drop out of nowhere.
You think he addresses the
president? I would love to
see president.
Of course he will at some point. If he hasn't already. If he did, I missed it. But
yeah.
I know he will have a whole lot to say about all the...
You think he'll go directly or you think it'll be indirect?
Direct.
Yeah. What do you think, Si?
Pretty much.
I don't think so. I think that with Kendrick, he's sheltered, man. He's sheltered. He don't do any features with any dope MCs and shit like that. Like, he stays away from that. He'll steer clear. He'll speak on issues, but nothing indirect or call out any names or anything like that. So he'll generalize on, you know, what his content is. So I mean, I think he's gonna stick with that same formula after the winning the Pulitzer Prize. As far as just addressing social issues, but he's not gonna go at the president directly or call him out by name or anything. He might generalize against some shit, but you know, he's, like I said, they molded him correctly. You know what I mean? And he stays in his lane, and you know, like, he steers clear of any drama. I mean, the only thing that anybody's ever questioned him was the control verse, and that's really the only heat that he's ever had on him since, you know, or throughout his whole career. So I think they're gonna play it safe.
Well, one thing we do know, he's not going to jail, so
that's real smooth.
All the stuff he's gonna do is gonna be done with his mouth, what he says.
And I don't think he's gonna get too reckless with it, because
that's what I'm saying.
It really messed up what he got going. People already know, like, his political views from what he done already put out there, so why? He don't need to.
And he ain't gonna tweet. He ain't gonna do nothing online. He don't need to be no
super freedom fighter, because he already doing his piece with his music already. That's enough right there. He don't have to be the nigga on Twitter going in talking about fuck Trump and all this shit, because that ain't needed from him.
Right.
You got plenty of other people that's on that heavy. So by him,
it's for sure gonna be in his music.
Yeah. He just basically just keeps some social awareness in his music, basically, and he good.
Yeah, because that's pretty much who his fan base is. I'm pretty much, in agreement. I think his music will be directed at what's going on. It'll be very relevant to, you know, what's going on. And I think it'll be successful. And I'm looking forward to the music portion of it. You know, some of the reasons I like him as an artist is because he's rhymed over, you know, the beat from All Right. You know what I mean? That shit is beautiful. You know what I mean? So, I'm attached to liking some of his music just based off what he was spitting to. Mm-hmm. Not so much what he was saying, maybe the way he was, you know, riding the beat, you know. I was with that, like, oh, that's a dope style for this beat. Maybe not everything he was saying lyrically I was fucking with, but, yeah, you know, I expect his music to be very, very direct and relevant, and, you know, definitely well received. And I'll see, you know, what experiments he takes, what routes he goes. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
And we know who his role model is, so it's 24 hours in a day, so you know he got thousands of songs.
Exactly.
You know, his guy's Tupac.
Yeah, so exactly. Yeah,
they were saying Anderson Paak has something over like 80,000 songs in the vault.
Shout
out
to Anderson, that's my
name. And they just released something. But I guess he's getting ready to drop his shit.
That is a fucking problem. I told you, 80,000.
Yes. Man, I seen Anderson Paak and Knowledge. I went to a Knowledge show when he was releasing his, Hood Dreams? Way back, I think it was 2015, mm-hmm. somewhere off of Sunset. And Anderson Paak, I remember J-Rock. Mm-hmm. J-Rock was like, man, this dude, Anderson, he wasn't known yet.
He still was coming up.
What was that song? Suede. Yeah. Past Suede, yeah, but it was super underground. It wasn't out yet.
Yeah.
And J-Rock was like, man, this dude right here, he was like, man, I'm going to tell y'all, man, he on his way. That was before the Compton album. That was before anything.
Yeah,
with,
before
Interscope.
The Dre shit. Yeah, yeah.
He was at the Knowledge show. And
the No Worries, they got
man, he got on stage and rocked that shit so hard. Ever since then, I was, man. Yeah, Anderson is a hell of a performer. He play instruments. I think he's the dopest out right now for us. You know,
multi-talented. Yeah, I'm waiting to see what that Aftermath push looks like with somebody who's so damn talented.
Mm-hmm. Well, he definitely showing improvement because, look, he was the drive for Dre to put that Compton album out.
Yeah.
Remember, he was on, like, the whole shit. 18, that's what I want to see. Overall, I want to see the TDE album as a whole.
You want to see Kendrick and...
Kendrick and Anderson?
Yeah.
Woo!
That'd be ridiculous, man.
Nigga.
Yeah.
Man. Nigga. So now
would you rather see that above Kendrick and Cole?
Absolutely.
Hell
yeah.
Yeah. No,
fuck
nigga.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Oh, my God. I would. Knowledge gonna be on that thing too. Oh my god!
Alchemist, all kinds
of shit.
Alchemist,
yeah, it's gonna be so soulful, nigga. Oh my god!
Madlib, all
fucking Battle Cat to jump out of nowhere for that shit.
Indeed.
Quick Will too.
So is there another? Is there another two artists that you would rather listen to than Kendrick and Anderson? If you put two guys together who've never worked together, that you think would rival. What you would expect.
They sound like
that's huge though. Kendrick and Anderson.
Kendrick,
that's huge.
I don't
on
know.
The whole Dre, album
musically.
Dre better give that to us, nigga. If he don't give us another album out of him, he better give that to us right there, nigga. Yeah, like that. That's on a whole another bracket.
What do you think, Sire?
No, I think musically that shit'll fucking bump or blow out the world. You know what I mean? Like. Now that's a good combination. You know what I mean?
What about Kendrick and Crit?
Oh, that'd be nasty too. That'd be nasty too. But I think
I think Tory, because Tory's just so diverse, man.
Who?
Tory.
I mean, not Tory. Fucking what's it called?
Anderson.
Anderson. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah.
You know Tory Lanez or something?
No, my bad, man.
I think what's name and Crit would make good music.
Who?
David Banner.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Fucking bros, man. Always definitely the same shit.
Yeah, he'll bring the best album. out of what's the name? Out of David Banner. You know what I mean? He already a beast at MC and he produced too, so critics make beats and sing and all that shit. And that'll be something else right there.
What about Dave East and Nas?
That's already in the works already.
Is that in the works?
You can see it coming already. Yeah. They got little sprinkles here and there. Like, yeah, them niggas got some music in the cut. Definitely. You know, Dave East is like a breath of fresh air. At the same time, he do this new shit, too. If you check the mixtapes, that nigga be on that trap shit, too. And I'm like, okay, I see what he doing. He's showing them that, like, I can be an MC, but I can also do this shit that these niggas do, too. So don't sleep on me, like... I'm jogging when I'm doing this shit, and I'm running when I'm doing that shit. And nowadays, you got to kind of show them both, because if the young kids ain't fucking with you, then, nigga, you kind of one-sided. If you ain't got a stupid, dumb core, like, hipster fan base, it's a wrap. If you ain't got a 100K hipster fan base that rock with you to the death, it's a wrap,
If your name ain't Logic, if your name ain't What's my man, Strange Music?
Fucking Tech N9ne.
Tech N9ne. If you ain't 40.
Shout out to Lynch.
Yeah, yeah, if you ain't, if you ain't need 40. Who else is out there? Snoop got his own little wave. So there's dudes out there that definitely could say, I got my core base. But yeah.
Currency.
A lot of these cats have to. Oh, they dropping some new music soon. Currency dropping a new record.
Yeah, I seen it. I think he got a project coming too.
That should be dope.
Any of y'all check out Jim Jones' new project?
I heard a couple songs on it. I like the vibe to it. I got to go back and re-listen to it. But I heard a couple of the tracks he had, the more aggressive type tracks.
Yeah.
Last week while I was walking and shit. So I'm going to have to go back and recheck. Check out.
Yeah,
the
I've been
whole
hearing
thing.
Good things, but I got to check it out. I peeped the Styles, the G Host project. That was solid too.
That was solid, yeah.
That was solid too. I need to finish a couple more tracks. I didn't get all the way to the end, but overall, that shit was solid. It's a couple cats out there. They got some dope shit out right now.
Let me ask you this, completely off topic. I know we're talking about Kendrick, but Cuzzo from the Chronicles podcast hit me and wanted me to ask us, who would you consider like the Bay Area GOAT, or like who's in your top 10 when it comes to just Bay Area rappers?
Top 10 Bay Area rappers.
Yeah. Shout out to Saphir.
Yeah, Saphir's definitely.
So Saphir's in the top 10.
He's on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
With that one, with them two, three albums.
Mm-hmm. Where's Dell at?
Dell is up there.
Is Dell up there? Good.
I was a Dell fan, but I wouldn't put him in my favorites. There's so many Bay Area MCs. I got like
Yuck Mouth.
It had to be Yuck.
Yeah, Yuck is in there, of course.
Yuck,
Thugged Out.
Short. Spice.
Spice. Oh my.
Fody.
Spice.
Jacker was one of my favorites. I always liked him.
Mac Dre.
I never really got into Mac Dre like that. You know what I mean?
Rest
that,
in peace, man.
Like,
yeah.
That was something I kind of missed. Like,
yeah, so that's five.
I caught the wave after he was already gone,
yeah,
so
I didn't get to appreciate
him for what
right.
he was. You
right,
know
so
what
you
mean?
Said the Jacker, so that was five.
Five. Always like Aunt Banks.
Uh-huh.
Right.
That's one of my favorites. Who else?
We're not talking about anybody from the Hieroglyphic crew.
Oh yeah. Kind of. Damn, you can't mesh them all together. I like all of the Souls of Mischief. All them niggas.
Who,
so that's kind of hard.
You wouldn't put Casual up there.
Casual. Casual. Yeah. Casual. And he serves some real MCs too.
Yeah.
Casual.
So Casual's up there.
Mr. Fab.
Oh, you gonna put Fabby up there?
Yeah,
okay.
Fab got bars.
All right.
I don't always like his beats and his content.
Right, right. But
really
you talking
rap.
About one of the illest dudes that got
really,
you.
Really
uh-huh.
rap. Who else? Somebody from the Bay that I enjoy.
Well, they got what's his name? Filthy Rich. He's from up there. I'm trying to remember some.
Messy Mar.
Oh, you put Messy up there?
Fuck with Messy Mar.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And you got one more spot.
Let me see.
You're not putting the Shock G up there. You're not putting. I'm trying to think who we're missing.
Man, I gotta put Pac on there.
You gonna put Pac on there?
What the fuck? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anybody we missed in your opinion? Sime or Molly?
It's a couple like Forte niggas like that.
Oh, yeah,
you know, but you said the top 10 today. Yeah. My top 10. It's a couple. It's more. What you think, Molly?
Shit, you probably pretty much covered them all, man. Shit, I mean, yeah.
I feel like we're missing somebody, but I don't know who we're missing. I mean, Be Legit.
Bela.
Yes,
sir.
Oh, yeah, that
damn.
Was disrespectful. Miss
who else are we missing? We're missing Sebo's from Bakersfield, right?
But that's what I'm saying, because you got to, if you're talking about Sack.
Well, he from Sack.
He from Sack, so that's
said,
the Bay. So
he
that's
said,
whole
no, he
another.
Said the Bay.
Okay.
Sack ain't the Bay.
Yeah. That's
okay.
Sack is Vallejo.
Vallejo.
Richmond,
I got you.
Oakland, yeah. San Francisco.
Yeah, but
Matt
I think now the Bay is recognized as all that now. Back in the day, it might have been, you know, much more territorial. I think that's kind of lax. That's for me on an outside perspective, just looking at it and hearing the way that people
they
address where
more.
They from and where
they
yeah,
function
they,
more,
yeah,
but
yeah.
it's still certain castes on the old school.
Of course. But yeah, no, man, Bay.
Oh, and GQ from Jamla.
Oh, I forget GQ.
Oh, that's from Ninth Wonders label,
he
right?
Put out one of the best albums of last year.
Yeah, he did. He got Down Done. Yeah, that little kid was dope. Right after Rhapsody shit dropped, he dropped.
A lot of cats from out there.
Yeah, they put out some good music.
I can't
man.
Consider them Bay Area, but niggas like Planet Asia and shit like that.
Oh, yeah, man.
They kind of Fresno middle, in the like house, Central Valley, Cali, like yeah. You know what I mean. So. It's little pockets and shit.
Little pockets.
You said Bay, so I was thinking.
Yeah,
like
no, I got you.
Frisco, got you. Oakland, you know that little area, that little pocket right there.
Well, no disrespect to any of the Dope Barrier rappers that we forgot. This was strictly just off the dome. Shout outs to Cuzzo over there at the Chronicles podcast. You can catch them on all different social media joints and follow them on Instagram, Twitter, you know, the whole nine. So, gentlemen, we're about to wrap up this Kendrick conversation. Anything else anybody want to say about Kendrick before we peace?
Nah. We basically summed it all up. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Keep it up. Man. Keep it up.
And we waiting to see what's next, man.
What's next? Definitely.
Pretty sure we all fans on some sort
of. Proud of
him. No, I respect him. I might not. I didn't really feel this last record. But you know, I enjoy his artistry, and you know, if he puts out music I'm gonna like, I'm gonna gravitate to it. If he doesn't, I'm still gonna appreciate the music that he's already given me.
Respect,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? So that's how I look at it. But any other hip hop topics y'all wanna talk about before we slide out?
Do y'all know about Rallo?
Rallo got busted.
Rallo, you know, Gucci artist.
Yeah,
Rallo,
he got busted. He was doing it big, got busted.
About, he had $2 million worth of weed at the airport in a Sprinter van, and they got busted, and like 13 of them got indicted, and they all in the feds now, and they took the apartment complex.
All bad.
Lambos and all kind of shit like that.
All bad.
Man, he was over there doing it like Pablo Escobar.
Allegedly, he was making more money off what he was doing on the side. Than the music he was making, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fucked up, man, because you never want to see a young man get caught up like that. But, you know, it also goes to show that if this is true, there are people out there who are really living this life. And to the cats out there that are faking the funk, you can come across these real individuals that's out here taking life chances.
He's a real kingpin. Yeah, he stabbed millions out all the time. Like, for real. Like,
where'd they catch him? What state?
They caught him coming back from SAC to Atlanta. Something about 22 packages, nigga. It was supposed to be $2 million street value worth of weed. Like, he didn't get caught
who
with it.
Who pressing the charges? Or
the feds. The federal indictment.
Oh, damn. Yeah, he done.
But what they were saying is that, though, like, for the charges that he up against, like, even though they saying that it's not his shit, that the maximum penalty only run like 5 years for that shit. So,
that's it?
Yeah, so they making it, but the thing they want to do, they took everything from everybody that he bought. So they went to everybody's house, all the cars, all the shit
seized,
attached.
Yeah.
They went seizing people's shit. People can't even come home because they used to live in the building.
And that's what I'm saying. That's a downfall.
They call it Pakistan. They used to live in the building, so they can't come home if your address was there. He used to let everybody live rent-free and shit.
Right. I mean, that displaced a whole lot of families, you know, and it's fucked up, man. So I hope whatever happens plays out in his favor, you know what I mean?
Hopefully he wasn't slipping like that.
Hopefully he wasn't,
man,
but, you know, I'm not going to speculate on, you know, what's cracking.
It's hard to keep all that shit low-key when you're doing maximum numbers and shit like that, you know what I mean?
It's crazy, man, because, again, it just goes to show that you can pretend to be something, and there's a lot of dudes that are out here really doing it, and you know, for you wannabes, you don't want to really come across that. That's real life, you know. So again, hopefully this brother is cool and nothing happens, you know what I mean, to him, and he's back making music or whatever. But yeah, man, that's it. Anything else, fellas, before we wrap this up?
Well, that's pretty much it. Just talking about random shit. So.
All right, well, that's what's up, man. So we're gonna get out of here. Big ups to again Molly for sliding through and jumping on the show with us, man. We'll definitely have you back soon. You know, again, thank you for everything. King OG, peace out. Son Capone, peace out. And lastly, make sure you check us out on all of our social media sites, Apple, Google Play, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher. We are everywhere. Also, go ahead and check out OvertimeHustling.com. That's Overtime Hustling without the G. For OTH the magazine, all of the mixtapes, other podcasts and everything else. So make sure you represent the home team and go there. So once again, I am Hip Hop Old Head, a.k.a. D. Moraney, and we are signing off. Thank you all for supporting. Like, follow, share. We'll holler at y'all next time. Peace.
Overtime hustling.
To modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.